Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Guess what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, I know.
It's getting worse and worse. I mean, we could this play this on repeat, couldn't we, just week in, week out? You've been chatting about it for so long. What's the way forward for Liverpool as far as defensive is concerned?
You could basically bring in new talent. They're simply not good enough. I've thought on about it, Alan. The fact that it's mistake after mistake. But I've always said they're not good enough. I mean, you look at the central terms in the Premiership and they're probably, you know what, they're probably 12, 14 team got probably better defenders than us. And, yeah. and that's not exaggerating at all. I think that it's a joke. And you know what? I just knew, it's easy for me to say after the result, but yeah. I knew we were going to get beat. I just knew we were going to beat. You could just see the demeanour. There's no one got any bottle about them. I mean, you go one down after 4 minutes, it's like, come on, let's roll our sleeves up. And you know what? Every time, more than likely, when we concede, we never win the game. We might get a draw, but hardly ever we're going to win the game. Once we concede, you may as well just turn the telly off because you won't get nothing out of them. There's no reaction. If we take the lead, we usually go on and win the game. But it's frightening how we just fold like a pack of cards.
Well, embarrassing as well for the likes of a centre-back being hauled off, Lovren, after half an hour, not injured. What else is the manager supposed to do in a situation like that, though, John?
Well, he's making a statement. He's making a statement with the fact is, yeah, it's your fault, it's embarrassing, not good enough. Personally, I would have left him on and suffer and see if he redeemed himself in the second half. I mean, there's numerous ways you can look at it. But we were going to lose the game no matter what. We were going to lose the game. So, you know, embarrass him more or make an example out of him. I don't know, but maybe he's thinking, right, I've got to change this for the sake of the players. Mm. You know, the players' head might have gone. I don't know, but for me personally, I would have just left it the way it was.
Mm. So what are the options now? Obviously, you can't do anything in terms of bringing players in until January, and even that might not happen. But do they look at changing things like playing Joe Gomez at centre-back? Because Lovren seems to have a mental problem now at the moment. He's obviously lacking in confidence, isn't he? So do they make big changes?
I think they've got to look at it. I think, throw Gomez in. Do you know what? You got to look, the fellow who's probably got out of this a bit lightly is Matic. He's just as bad. He's played just as bad as him. I mean, and the header for the defender.
Oh, awful. Yeah, the communication between him and Mignolet was severely lacking, wasn't it?
I mean, you're off balance, you're running back. I mean, I'm a striker, I'm trying to tell the defender how to defend. You know you're running back and you just flick it out for a corner or something, loop it out. I mean, that's the logical thing to do. I mean, I'm trying to tell the defender, I'll defend, but honestly...
And he does that, the half-time whistle blows as well, John.
Well, exactly, you go in, you're still in the game. But, I mean, he's actually got out of it lightly because it's not just Lovren, it's him as well.
I think Klopp said so, didn't he? It could have been anybody you hauled off, really.
Yeah, I think they've both been in shambles. And I mean, it's not a quick fix because, like you said, you can't bring in anyone in January. And the laughable thing is, they've always just gone on about, we just need one. I think we need a couple. Mm. And they're going on about Van Dijk. Is he the only centre-half about, surely, in Europe?
Sounds like it.
Van Dijk. They weren't getting him. They're not going to get him until January, if they've got a chance of getting him, or till the end of the season. Is he no other centre-half around? I mean, I've heard on about the Sacco situation. I mean, you know, he should have handled it better. Had he used the player, whether he likes him or not, had he convinced him, more or less, kidded him into thinking he had a future in Liverpool, play him, get the best out of him, whatever. He would have probably rose to the occasion because once you get the shades on, you knew he wouldn't be able to have gone through the motions, Liverpool fans. So he'd have probably been an outstanding substitute or a fill-in. But, I mean, that was handled wrong. He wanted to get rid of him for, obviously, basically fell out with him. But again, that's that down to, you got to look at the manager and you've got to point fingers. And do you know what? Everton have just lost their manager. I think... was it the right move or the wrong move? I don't know. I think maybe give him a little bit more time, only for the fact that I don't think there's anyone out there available as such. I mean, just go on about Sean Dyche, Burnley, whether he's going to be enticed. But the simple fact is, Klopp, you know, people got to start looking at Klopp because he hasn't fixed the defence since he's been here. You look at some of the signings, and they've been a bit of a joke, to be fair.
Would you look at changing things to go to a three-man defence. It's something the Echo were talking about this morning as options. Would that be one of them? Seems to be in vogue, they say, with, you know, Chelsea winning the Premier League last season with that system. City and Tottenham have had success with it. So what about Liverpool giving it a go?
Well, yeah, Alan, I mean, you can look at systems and go whatever way the manager wants to go, whatever they want to work at in training, right? I mean, that's down to the manager. He gets paid good money, which we've talked on about. That's his decision-making. That's for him to sort out. But the first thing he's got to sort out is the desire and giving 110%. I'm not getting that from some players. I'm really not. You're playing for Liverpool. You're putting that shirt on. Listen, I didn't play for the first team a lot of times or whatever. But you know what? As soon as I walk through that door, you know, you're playing for Liverpool Football Club. Mm. And I see some of them and I'm thinking, have they put it in? Have they put a shift in? That should be the norm.
So it doesn't matter what system you play, it's about the players at the moment.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.